Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Jaden. What was the name of the person you were transferring? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this Mr. Johnson?
Hello. Yes, it is.
Hi, sorry, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, sir?
Can you say that again? I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
I have not signed any documents or had an additional lawyer.
Okay. Thank you for confirming. And so you, okay. And were you or a loved one ever diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
And what were you diagnosed with exactly?
Can you say that again?
And what were you diagnosed with exactly?
Diffuse large B cell lymphoma.
Sorry about that, sir.
Diffuse large B cell lymphoma.
I'm very, very sorry about that, sir.
Thank you.
And then just 1 second. Damn. And again, so you did say diffuse large B cell, correct?
Yes.
Thank you for confirming. I'm very, very sorry. Have you ever... Sorry?
Go ahead.
Hello? Have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, just one.
And will we be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
And then what year were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Say that again.
So what year were you diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
2020.
2020. Do you know the date exactly?
July 18th, 2020.
Got you. Thank you for confirming. July 18th, 2020. And where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home? Was it at work?
Home.
Home. And then can I have the home address that you sprayed Roundup at? Just the home address that you sprayed Roundup. The home address that you sprayed Roundup at.
Oh, the address I sprayed at was 259 East Columbia Avenue, Lyons, Georgia.
And then what was the state? Georgia?
Georgia.
That was Lyons, Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to read this back to you. I have 259 East Columbia Avenue, Lyons, Georgia, 30436.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then did any of your colleagues, neighbors, anyone else that you know ever spray Roundup or have a similar experience as you?
No.
And what was your age at the time of diagnosis?
Fifty-one.
Fifty-one. And do you have a birth certificate? Sorry? I can't hear you too well. What was that?
I said, yes, I have one.
Okay, perfect. Sorry about that. And how many years have you been spraying Roundup for, if I may ask? Sorry. And then how many years have you been spraying Roundup for, you said? Hello?
10 years. Can you hear me?
Yeah, barely. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm gonna turn up the mic on my end.
Okay.
Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more? Sorry. What was that?
Yeah.
And then the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay. And then are you a citizen of the United States, if I may ask?
Yeah.
And then this next part I just have to ask for medical purposes. Just let me know if you have any history of the following. Any HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes, cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's you're diagnosed with, and family history of cancer. Sorry.
No.
Nothing. No to all of those?
None of those.
Okay. Thank you for confirming. And then can I have your first, middle, and last name?
Jimmy Lavelle Johnson.
And then how did you spell the middle name?
L-A-D-E-L-L. No, E as in egg, B as in Victor, E as in egg, L as in leg, L as in leg.
Okay, so L-E-V-E-L-L, and then Johnson.
L-A-V-E-L-L.
L-A or L-E?
L-A-V-E-L-L.
Okay, so L-A-V-E-L-L.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
And then are you currently married?
No.
And then these next two parts are for HIPAA purposes. Can I have your date of birth? Can I have your date of birth, please?
9/20/69. 1969.
And then can I have your full social again for HIPAA purposes?
253-71-7914.
And then I'm just going to read these back to you. I have 09/20/1969 for your date of birth. And then for the full social, I have 253-71-7194.
Yes.
Okay. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries or cancer? So how did you first learn that spraying Roundup could lead to cancer or the cancer that you were diagnosed with?
You said, how did I learn about it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I seen the commercial on TV.
And when was this? When did you first learn that because you sprayed Roundup, you could have been or that could have caused the diagnosis that you had?
6 months ago, but I just now finally got a chance to get into it. call him around. But I seen the commercial a few months ago.
Saw a commercial a few months ago. Okay. And then can I have your height and weight?
Six two,
and then 280 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Just 1 second. And then can I have your primary email address, please?
It's LADELLJohnson862@gmail.com.
And then I have LAVELL Johnson, JOHNSON 862@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then the main number I have is 912-585-4393.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then is that a mobile or a home phone?
Mobile.
And how many times per year would you say that you sprayed Roundup? So 12 if it was once a month, 24 if it was twice a month.
I usually spray it like 2 to 3 times a month.
2 times a month?
Yeah, at least 2 to 3 times a month.
And did you spray Roundup? Sorry? Sorry?
You said what now?
Did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis? So were you spraying in 2019?
Yes.
And when did you start spraying and when did you stop spraying, if I may ask?
I started in April 15th of 2010 and I stopped in July of 2020. Somewhere around the 8th.
2010 to 2020?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And was it applied seasonally, yearly, monthly?
Monthly.
Okay. And how was it applied? By hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with hoses?
Backpack.
Backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for a home garden? Used the backpack?
Yes.
And it was a big garden?
I used the backpack. Yes.
Gotcha. And when you were applying, did you ever use any protective gear or like gloves, goggles, masks?
I did use gloves, but okay. That was it.
And where did you apply Roundup? Was it, where did you apply Roundup to?
Say that again?
Where did you apply Roundup to? Where were you using the product at? Is it like a home... Garden,
home,
fence.
Yeah, I had home and my garden.
And what state did you use the product in? Was it just Georgia?
Yes.
Got you. And then was it? It was only residential, right? You were never using it at work or agriculturally or commercially?
Yeah, it was just residential area.
And how were you
just
first exposed? Okay. Got you. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it through your home gardening?
Yes, through my home garden.
And were you exposed directly or indirectly? These next few questions are going to be pretty easy for you.
You said, well,
were you exposed
directly or indirectly?
Yes.
I was close to it. I was spraying it, so it directly.
And you did personally spray Roundup, correct? You did personally spray the product?
Yes, I personally sprayed it. Yes, I sprayed it myself.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
Every day.
Always? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So how often were you present during the application of Roundup? How often were you there when it was applied?
Every day.
And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? So 100, 200, 50, less, more?
More.
What would you say?
Like 100 to 200.
Gotcha. And did you ever live near a water well?
No.
Did you ever get your water from a well? Water from a well?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, if I may ask?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to Asian orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate, premix, both?
Both.
It was both. You said that was both, or that was just...
Yes, sir.
Hello?
That was both.
Okay. And where and when was the perfect. Where and when was the Roundup purchase, if you remember? It's like a Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart.
Say that again?
So where and when was the Roundup purchased? Was it like a Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart?
Oh, Home Depot.
Okay. And this next part is, it's okay if you don't. Do you have any receipts of your Roundup, or do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No.
And have you lost any time off work because of the surgery or any treatments related to your non-Hodgkin's diagnosis?
No, I wasn't working.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
And then this next part is just claims and court cases. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
And then have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And then this last part, we're just going to go over your diagnosing doctor or physician. Do you know the name of the hospital that you were treated at?
The name of the hospital is Atrium Health Madison Peak.
Madison Peak, or where was that?
No, it's called Atrium Health Madison Peak.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to read off an address that I have. I have 1960 GA-247 CONNA, Byron, Georgia, 31008.
Yes.
Perfect. And then just 1 second. And then, do you remember the name of the doctor that you were treated by?
Dr. Michael Dillon.
Sorry? What was the name of the doctor that you were treated by?
Dr. Michael Dillon.
Doctor.
Dr. Michael Dillon.
Got you. And then just one second. Is that spelled D-I-L-L-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. And if I may ask, how has this diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? So, like, the stress of the news, or, like, if your family was scared for you or anything like that, or if you had to take time off work, or anything out of pocket you had to pay for? Just how has the diagnosis impacted you?
No.
So you don't know how it do you, so how like how has it like affected your life like anyway?
Say that again, sir.
Like, has it affected your life in any way, or like?
Yes, like I haven't been able to have active movement like I used to.
Okay.
I ain't been able to garden. I ain't been able to do my outside activities like I normally would be able to.
Oh, okay. And yeah, gotcha. I will put all this down. Again, I'm very, very sorry, and thank you for taking the time to speak about this. Do you have medical records that would indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes, I can get them from my doctor.
Okay. And then I just have to fill out this. Just one second. You said you were treated by Dr. Dillon Michael?
Yeah, Dr. Michael Dillon, indeed. Hey,
oh, Dr. Michael Dillon, sorry.
Yeah, I'm just doing him.
And then what was the date of your treatment again? July 18th, you said?
You said when did I start receiving treatment?
Yes, sir.
July 24th, 2020.
July 24th of 2020.
Yeah.
And then just one second. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the non-Hodgkin's? Was there stem cell, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery?
I had chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and pain medication.
Pain medic? Do you know what type of antibiotics? It's okay if not.
They didn't give me antibiotics. They gave me codeine pain medicine.
Gotcha. And then, do you have your home? Can I have your full home address?
259 East Columbia Avenue, Lyons, Georgia 30436.
Hold on. And I'm just gonna read this off. I have 259 East Columbia Avenue, Lyons, Georgia, Toombs County 30436.
Yes, sir.
And then for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number just in case something fortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent any disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instance where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
Say that again, sir.
So the emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
They do not live with me.
And then do we have permission to contact this person?
Yes.
And then can I have their first name, phone number, and a relationship to you?
His name is Shaquell, Shikell Johnson, Johnson. The phone number is 912.
912.
246. 3396.
3396. And that was 912-246-3396.
Yes.
And then what was his relationship to you?
That's my cousin.
Cousin?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm just going to send over these documents right now. Just let me know as soon as you do receive them, and then I can walk you through them. Oh, hold on.
You're sending them to my email?
Yes, just one second. Sorry, just one second. And you said you started receiving treatment on July 24th, 2020.
Yes.
Okay. And just one second. I'm sending these over right now. They should be coming through to either your email or your text message, probably both.
Okay, I just seen a text message come through.
Perfect. Yeah, it's just going to be a link. As soon as you do click on the link, it's going to ask you to continue or review and act on these documents. Just click through that.
It says, do you agree to receive future SMS messages from Dr. Thomas as his number?
Oh, yeah, you can click yes through that.
Okay, it says, please review or upload these documents, please sign.
Yeah, so on the top left, there's going to be a yellow highlighted box. You can click on that, and then it'll take you through all of them. It's going to ask you to sign either a draw to sign or, your initials. As soon as you do one, it'll paste it for the other, so you just have to click next through. Just let me know if you have any questions. If anything on there is misspelled, like your name, email address, physical address, date of birth, anything like that, or anything's incorrect, just let me know and I can resend the documents.
Okay, I'm signing my initials on everything now. Okay, just say start sending and signing today when it comes to signing important documents.
Okay. Yeah, so you can click out that, or you can click out of that tab. I did just receive your documents back. I'm just going to make sure they're good, and then you should be good to go for the day.
Okay.
And the date of birth was 09/20/1969, so September.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to send you a text with my personal number, or from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. If you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can reach out to me. After they get a hold of you, though, you won't like need me anymore. But if you do have questions between now and when they reach out to you, you can reach out to me.
Okay.
I'll just send you a text.
All right, thank you.
Of course. Thank you.